The settlement resolves a 2010 lawsuit. It was filed on behalf of a priest and Latino residents who alleged repeated abuses by police officers, including false arrests, illegal searches, and obstruction of justice. Marcia Chacon is one of the plaintiffs. She owns a store where police were accused of carrying out illegal searches and a false arrest.
They was parking in front of my store and asking for driver license to everybody from Latino people.
Father James Manship of St. Rose of Lima Church in New Haven was also one of the plaintiffs. He says his parishioners were regularly subjected to abuse and questioning by the East Haven police.
And it's significant that in the agreement, the town has agreed to implement a very sound policy for community policing, that East Haven police will not be inquiring about people's immigration status in the course of the normal work and interaction with the community. That shouldn't be an issue for them.
Discussions about reaching a settlement began in the fall after four East Haven officers were convicted of criminal charges. In a statement, Mayor Joseph Maturo said the settlement is not an admission of wrongdoing on the part of the town or its police department. But Maturo said it's an important step forward in the healing process for the East Haven community and police. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.